Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening. Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Favor sitting with Captain Scott Shank.
That
just made me laugh because I'm going to take you fishing, honey, and you're going to love it, right? So I was fishing the old school tournament on Saturday with James Schulte, who I fish with every tournament now, right? And we were coming in the inlet, and it was snotty, uh-huh. You know. And he had a little flats boat that he would always – he'd just go right to the captain's house. And by 11 o'clock, he was done, you mm-hmm. know, because the wind switches. And he said he took his wife out there one time, and he's like, you're going to love it, you know. And he waited a little too long, you know. And he said he came in that north cut. And he said, I mean, like, every second they're just getting drenched. And she's like, I'm never doing this again.
I can see that. I can see it, too. I can just picture that.
This is not fun.
You said we were going to have fun.
He had me cracking up. And I could, you know, that little, I think it was a little 18. 18-foot flats boat. Beautiful flats boat. But, you know, a flats boat's a flats boat, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't have any sides to it.
You know, southwest wind at 5 in the early in the morning, but then when it switches out of southeast, she gets ugly really fast. And the captain's house, that's 3 miles.
That is. So, speak of, what a great tournament Paul put on.
Yeah,
we had a blast.
Obviously,
outside of being rough.
I fish a whole lot more tournaments than Scott, kingfish tournaments.
Yep.
You know, Scott fishes a lot more inshore tournaments than I do, you know, this is the evolution of this thing is pretty cool because Paul and I kind of grew up kingfishing together. I'm obviously a little older than Paul, but we grew up in that era when kingfishing was huge. He's won the Greater Jacks. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's won some tournaments, and you know he's now, you know, running tournaments, and that's what he does. And when he started the shootout, you know, he really thought that the shootout would bring the little boats back. You know, because, and I did too. I thought that, you know what, if I could declare, if I've got, you know, 3 days mm-hmm. to declare and I know there's fish on the beach, there's probably a pretty good chance that I can weigh in 230s and a 31 or 35. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there's a pretty good mm-hmm. chance of that. And I always thought 90 pounds would be somewhere in the money, mm-hmm. you know. And what we all found out is that when these guys can declare and go anywhere, they know where some giant fish are. Mm-hmm. Giant fish.
Look at this 60.65 that got caught
right.
on the Meat Mayhem.
Right. Exactly. These spots that these guys – and, hey, and listen, I have – no remorse for those guys whatsoever. No. They've put in their time.
Mm-hmm.
They have found these fish. They have found the ways. They use different tackle. They use different hooks. They use everything. I mean, the different baits. They have figured out how to catch these giant kingfish. Well, you know, again, what happens is now you've got – and I can't get there. Wait, maybe, but I'm not going to run there.
No.
You know, I mean, it's too iffy. It's still 50 miles, mm-hmm. you know, in a little bay boat. I mean, and I get it. Some guys in the bay boats are going there and doing it, but it's for me, I'm just too conservative, you know.
I got a pucker factor.
Yeah, I do too.
And so, that starts about 20 miles.
So I think that what started happening is Paul Dozier, we're talking about, started seeing, well, damn, you know, there's not a small boat in the top 10 of these mm-hmm. tournaments. Not at all. These are all big, you know, Yellowfins, Contenders, Freemans. I mean, you name it. They're all these big, fast boats.
Four or five engines,
and they're running out there, and you know, they're jigging up 2-pound blue runners. And again, we don't have a chance.
No.
I mean, we have no chance. So it was about that time, you know. But I mean, I told Paul, so I'll continue to fish it because I love it. I love the idea. Mm-hmm. I said, but they're, you know, well, eventually, and, you know, what we had talked about is just maybe doing something with 20 boats and fishing the beach and having fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Whoever wins a case of beer.
Right. Yeah. Go back to old school. You know, well, I think that obviously he started putting a whole lot more time and thought into it. And, it you know, when he put it out there, I know that he was, you know, he was like, I hope I get 150 because I'll be lucky to get 250. And 670 boats later.
Is that not incredible?
It's incredible. But that tells you that the passion is still there, Scott.
It is. No. And we saw the stump knockers. We saw the
– Well, a 19-foot polar craft won.
Congratulations, the polar bear. Yeah. 43.19, I believe.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job. Pretty work.
Him and him and his wife mm-hmm. and his kid, you know.
And right there by us.
I mean, that's awesome.
Yep.
And that's
what it's made for.
That's what it's made for. So here's the problem.
Okay, we got a dilemma?
Well, I think there's going to be a dilemma.
Okay, talk to me.
Because I love to fish other tournaments.
And I would.
And I think that there's going to be, I'm just being honest, I think there's going to be a problem with people signing up.
Because they saw how well, one, this one was ran.
Well, no, they all run. They all run good tournaments. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying competitive wise, okay.
Well, you know, we could fish the beach. We didn't. I mean,
you know as well as I do. Next weekend, I'm gonna fish King Buster.
Yes.
Okay, and I'm probably gonna catch a fish somewhere between 25 and 35 pounds.
Yep.
Okay, and it's probably not even gonna be in the money.
No, you're not even gonna weigh a 35 in this tournament.
Right. Right, if it's a
that tournament, you were in sixth place.
Yeah, that's right. Sixth
place. My brother got fifth.
Yeah,
and he had a 36.6.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
that's and I love the King Buster. Don Dingman and I are great friends, mm-hmm. and I will support his tournament until I always will. But I think that there's got to be some thinking from other tournaments that something for the small boaters. And I know that, like, Ancient City has the single-engine Calcutta,
right.
and I know that the Greater Jax has gone to something with single-engine.
Something with that thing, too.
So, anyway, it's...
But you got to make the prizes equally...
That's right.
...equally as grand.
Right.
Is all I'm saying. I mean,
right.
Don't give me $5,000 whenever you're getting four engines and he gets to run to Bermuda, you know, to win $100,000.
Yeah. I was so happy to see all those boats.
I called him the next morning. I know he was tired.
Yeah.
I called him the next morning, and I said it probably five times. I said, Paul, I said, you put on one hell of a tournament.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a phenomenal way. There was – everybody was hopefully, you know, played the game right and everything, but there was no check-in. You had to just check out. Check-in.
There was no check-in.
Well, I texted him, just let him know that I was. I mean, that we're in.
Yeah, but there was no. There's
but
no
there's not a reason to. If you caught a fish, you texted.
I thought
the fish.
That was so cool that no checkout, simply for the fact that you could go out the inlet without anybody there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know a lot of guys that were on the beach at 5:30 or running the beach at 5. You know, because you could start catching bait at 5 o'clock, which when there's no sun up. I mean, I don't know
I saw people
in Comanche Cove throwing the nets underneath the lights
and stuff like that.
You know, but
a cool concept. 7-3 done.
Yeah, 7-3 done.
That's it.
You either catch or you don't.
Or you don't.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, being of course he had the weigh in going from Nassau Sound down to Ponce. You know, the weigh in was 3 to 5:30 or whatever.
You mean the The boundaries. The weigh-in was at St. Augustine.
Right. But I'm saying he gave us that 3 to 5:30 to make sure that you had enough time, whether you came from Nassau Sound or where you're
actually
fishing.
It was noon to 5. Was
oh, that's right. You're right. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Noon to 5.
Yeah, get your facts straight there now.
I'm sorry. No, I forgot all about it because my brother catches a fish at 10 minutes after 11 goes, I'm going straight to the scale. I said, with what? He said, dude, I got one. I said, okay. It's like I passed that spot and I looked at it and I didn't stop and I could kick myself because I put him right there on it.
Well, would you have gone in with a 37?
Yes.
Nah, I'd have fished.
In that kind of tournament, knowing that a beach fish is not going to grow any bigger than 45, I would take the chance.
Yeah, but you still, I
it's
mean,
early
it's,
in the year.
It's a pretty day. What else you got to do?
Pretty day?
Yeah.
We're green watering all day. What are you talking about, pretty day? It was pretty fun.
Out of the Northeast.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Softy. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't like to get beaten up anymore. I'm too old.
We were only 3 miles. That's the beauty of it, though, isn't it?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You know, and then when you turn around.
I burned, I think, 8 gallons of fuel, and I went from Serenata all the way south to the pier.
I pre-fished Friday, I didn't do much. I mean, I didn't go over. And when I say I pre-fished, we didn't hardly pull baits. We were just.
Looking.
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I did is. I took some fish bites with me on Friday, jig heads, to see if the whiting and the croaker and stuff were biting. I didn't catch anything, you know, because it just in case what happened, which there was no bait on the beach from here. Jacksonville had plenty of bait, but to your point, for 2 days, Friday and Saturday, fishing all day on Saturday, I burned 20 gallons.
No, wasn't that great?
Huh?
It's great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Hell, I burn more fuel in the river right now.
So, real quick story, though.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know. I know we need to take a break. Went to the you're going to call it the captain's meeting, which it really wasn't, to get our buckets.
Hey.
Right? With neighbor Joe. Right?
Yep.
And we're halfway back to the truck, and he goes, did you get enough Calcutta? And I said, well, absolutely, Joe. You got to get in the Calcutta. He said, nah, I didn't get in the Calcutta. I'm like, Joe, I'll go half with you. Mm-hmm. Go get in the Calcutta. You don't fish these tournaments and not get in the Calcutta.
Never.
You know what first place was?
Uh-uh.
First place Calcutta, take a guess. Cash.
Probably about $40,000.
No. It was 18 grand. 18 grand.
Well, I was just guessing on 400 boats, got in $100 a piece, 40 grand.
Well, yeah, but
you got to. But it's not winner take all. But, okay.
No, yeah. Second place was 13.
Okay.
So, pretty good Calcutta.
40 grand. Yeah, there you go. There's your 40 grand Calcutta.
Exactly. It's three places. Third place was like 7 or 8 grand.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Damn.
Fishing. And I mean, so winner.
And 80, and in first place. Yeah, Polar Bear got an $85,000.
So you've won 100 grand. Pretty good payday right there.
Out of 1 in 650 chance? You think?
It's awesome. It was awesome.
I loved it.
I wish it was.
The camaraderie on the radio with all the charter captains screaming
great.
At one another.
It was great.
Just great.
The whole thing was fantastic.
Yeah.
I didn't catch a fish. We lost a real nice fish. I caught two. I weighed in a 24 and lost three other fish. Lost two on ribbon fish.
Yeah, I caught two and I got spooled.
Yeah. So it's always in tournaments, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 641-1010, 641-1010. When we come back. Here on the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, we'll get off the tournaments, let you know what we've caught this week. And what about this? Tuesday morning, I was wearing a jacket.
I was right with you.
Unbelievable.
Waiting on pants.
A jacket.
A jacket.
Yes.
Go figure.
Crazy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Kevin Favors with Captain Scott Shank. And he actually, Michael, I'm sorry, he actually knows the words to that.
California. That's I'm cool. Honestly surprised.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Me too.
I can't do the rap part of it, though, when it kicks it in. You got to play the kick-in part right there when he kicks it in.
I don't think that's safe for radio.
I know.
I don't think so either. I think that's not a good idea. Captain Leon, Captain Leon Dana hanging on?
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm so glad someone's using logic.
Yeah. Hey, Leon, listen to this, all right? So I had an inshore trip on Tuesday, right?
Right.
And I came back to the dock with a 24-inch redfish. That's what I had. And I was high hook.
I had three mangoes and a 14-inch flounder.
I mean, I'm like, damn. I mean, what?
Walking up to the scales, baby.
That's right. That's right.
Get you some of this, boys. Yeah, he had the only redfish in the whole fleet.
Yeah, the whole fleet. I mean, I was like, and lost a bigger one right at the boat. But I was like, really? Is that bad? I mean, golly, it's tough. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd give it anything for that. I try to buy it off of me when sell it. I just
want
to look good for a change.
When I look at my clients and I tell them I'm better than most but worse than others, okay?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll take it and run today. I mean, there are days where you just realize you are just, I mean, you're flat throwing down. When you're on spot 6, 7, and 8 and you haven't produced yet and
you're in the hour number,
it's going to be a long day.
You know, it was interesting because Scott and I both and were sitting at Comanche Cove and he had inshore fished on Monday, and so we're sitting there on Tuesday morning and he goes, look, Neil, and I could just look at his face. He was just not looking forward to going fishing. I really could. He goes, he's like, only thing I can tell you is to sit there. And I'm like, what? He goes, just
like it's winter.
Yeah, like it's winter, exactly. And Tuesday morning, bro, I was wearing a jacket.
I was looking for jeans.
I could not believe how cold it was. It was awesome.
Yep.
I mean, I was like, so anyway, I mean, like my first spot, I sat there for like 45 minutes, and I'm like, I can't take it anymore.
I gotta go.
I just can't do this.
Can't take much more.
No.
Yeah. It's like Chinese torture or something, man.
I'm like, no.
You go now. Okay. You've been here for four hours.
Hey, now listen. I gotta tell you this part of this story. So Monday and Tuesday, of course, we have a nor'easter blowing up here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the only spot that's holding any damn fish is the jetties.
Yeah.
And with that being said, it's big margates, mangoes, drum, some sheephead. I saw one trout get caught there today. Anyhow, it's so hysterical because there's nothing else biting anywhere. I don't care what creek. I mean,
I don't care what charter captain you talk to.
Monday through today, I have nothing but fish the river for the last 4 days.
Right.
And literally told my clients today, don't get me wrong, I had Donnie Wynn today. We all know who Donnie Wynn is, and I had his family from Kansas. So anyhow.
I told you they were Kansas.
It was Kansas. I said Kentucky, and I got slapped.
Uh-huh.
And anyhow, I look like an anthill on that boat today. I mean, you couldn't really picture it. But anyhow, I told him, I said, we got an hour and a half. I said, after that, we're going to drink beer and ride around and look sightseeing St. Augustine. And Donnie says, no. I said, I'm just telling you. That jetty's going to give us an hour and a half. After that, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And what did we catch the rest of the day? A 14-inch flounder and 11-inch mango for the next 2.5 hours.
I
mean, I'm literally running hour and a half charters, and we're coming home. Because it just sucks so bad. I mean, just sucks.
It's been tough.
You probably still want to stay over and mollusk fish. If I was you, I'd stay over there catching mollusks.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. Catching scallops, that is fun.
Ain't it? Fun, ain't it?
50 years old, and it was my first time doing it. And I mean, I was like a kid, literally a kid for 2 days diving. It was just like a big Easter egg hunt for me, and I have never had so much fun. And from what I understand, it was a pretty good. This is a pretty good year. I mean,
okay. Where are you at?
Well, I just came back this evening. We stayed over at the Steinahatchee fishing place, at the place that we work with.
The Steinahatchee River Club?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They got boats. They got houses. They got
boat
it all,
there
baby.
And everything.
Aren't they great people?
They are phenomenal. I love those people. I've already signed up. We're doing it again next year. I mean, everything you need, it's a one-stop shopping, baby.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Get out on their 25, like, I don't know, 20, 24-foot Carolina skiffs. They're powered, very well powered. You know, I think ours had a 115 Merc on it. We powered on out there. Didn't have to go 3 miles from Senehatchie, the launch area, to the north, 5 feet of water, and it was like an Easter egg hunt. I mean, I've never had so much daggone fun in my life.
So was there a ton of boats?
No, there's not a ton of boats up there right now. I mean, I was in the thick of it, okay, in 5 feet of water. I didn't see 20 boats. And I mean, looking around, you know what I'm saying? Because every boat's 100, 200 yards away from each other, minimum. So you do the math. I mean, there's plenty of room for everyone out there. They were in, like I said, 5 feet of water. And I mean, I floated around for 2 days. You know, and it was easy to find me. I was the big fat guy with a big old pool noodle, you know, just floating around. And I had my little compadre, a little 11-year-old Madeline, right beside me. And I just point out a scallop 5 feet below, and she'd dive down and get it for me. I spent 2 days doing that.
That's awesome. Now, I know that, did you get some weather?
No, it was fantastic.
I thought I saw yesterday afternoon there was a storm, you know, because they get afternoon thunderstorms. Or
yes, they do. There was
did
a
you see the picture of the
north,
hammerhead, but, though, that was on the scallop ground that he was trying to catch? Or that he ended up catching? Dude, it was 10 footer. It was a stud. He threw a top water plug at his hammerhead, and it's hysterical. He sent me the video.
No, it was a solid 8 footer, Kevin. It was so much daggum. But we came in, and we were heading in, and in the middle of the day, I think they're pilchards. They come to the surface, and I mean, they're just, they make the water ripple. We pulled up, and as soon as we pulled up, I saw a tarpon roll, and I went, let's just stop here for a minute, boys. And the first thing that popped up were 4 eagle rays and a cobia right next to the boat. And, of course, I couldn't get the cobia to eat, no matter what we did. So I threw out a soft plastic immediately, caught a speckled trout, and I look around right behind me, and just in time, that 8 foot hammerhead comes to the surface and starts chasing my little sea trout all around the water. And I mean, I had me some fun with that stuff there right up until the point until he ate my bait, and then it was over with. So, but that was a lot of fun, having that shark swimming around the boat all frisky.
Damn, it sounds like a good trip. Now, scallops, a 5 gallon bucket?
A 5 gallon bucket. We had 5 people, it was a gallon a person. We had 5 people in my boat last 2 days. So we filled a 5 gallon bucket. You know, if we'd have wanted to, I bet you we could have filled that sucker in 2 hours, you know, honestly, with the pickings. And I mean, now this is the part where I'm lying, I'm dying. In 2 days, there were not 5 scallops that I picked up off the bottom that I went, okay, those are too small.
Wow.
I mean, these were pretty good. They were fantastic size scallops. For those that go scallop, I'm just letting you know this is my first time with a 5 gallon bucket. We got almost 2.5 gallons of meat for a 5 gallon bucket. So, for those that do it, they'll realize what size scallops we're keeping, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
okay, I got a recipe for you too, real quick. If you're ready for it, you ready for it?
I'm always.
Did you save some of the scallop shells?
No. Oh, can't say I did.
Well, there goes that recipe. Okay.
Anyway.
You take two or three scallops. You keep your scallop shells. Take 2 or 3 scallops, okay? And you can do it any way you want. We do some with a dash of hot sauce. We did some with some barbecue sauce. You put it on the grill with some bacon bits and whatever kind of shredded cheese you'd like. And cook them over, cook them over a grill. Close the lid for 3 or 4 minutes.
Right.
And slurp them right off the shell.
No kidding.
Like oysters on a half shell.
Right.
Or oysters Rockefeller, excuse me.
Oyster Rockefeller.
Like that. Yeah.
Right.
But you could do some with hot sauce, we did some with barbecue sauce. But the bacon and the cheese mix it up.
Those are some big scallops. I just looked at this picture.
I was extremely happy.
So did you clean them yourself?
Oh, come on, man. You know better than that. You let the pros handle that kind of stuff. I get off that boat, man. I hand that to a Misty Sun. I go walk that 5 gallon bucket right over to that lady, give her my phone number, you know, and then I go to the bar.
That's
I'm on vacation mode, baby. I ain't working.
They just take a vacuum and you just suck them off. You suck all the nasties out and you're left with the meat on the shell.
Scotty, I'm telling you, this lady, you know, you put the scallops on ice, and you know they pop open. Mm-hmm. She, I swear, she just had an oyster tool, and she would clean and pick just as fast as I do with
my
nose.
Old school.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
Yep, we used a little 2-horsepower vacuum.
This lady rocked, didn't we? In just a few hours, she called us. And it was ready to pick up. We had an amazing dinner. We had little slices of filet mignon with scallops, macaroni, cheese, asparagus.
Oh,
it was to die for. Oh yeah, and homemade mashed potatoes, garlic mashed potatoes. Oh God, I was in a food coma. Dude. The last post I posted on Facebook of this food dinner that I was having for dinner was at 7:59. There was not another post out of me until after 12 o'clock the next day. I was totally gone.
Wow. You know what? Jody Griffiths over there with Steinachie River Club and his wife and his daughter and his brother.
Loved it.
You know, whenever we went over there a couple, 3 months ago, first time I'd ever met them, you know, they got in touch with us and wanted to do some advertising on the outdoor show and stuff. And, man, it's like going back to old Florida, man. I mean, it really, it's so flipping relaxing. I cannot wait to go back. And
everybody
Leon,
waves at you, you know what I'm
saying?
You got to give the old steering wheel wave.
And I hate to admit this, but I've never been scalloping. You know, because this is always our time of the year when we're every day. And
I know.
As a father with three kids, I mean, I had so many invitations throughout the years.
You.
Hey, grab the kids and come over. And I'm like, dude, I'm booked every day. I can't go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we got to take three days, though. We got to take a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. All of us go. I'm telling you, dude, it's so much fun.
I'm in.
It is so much fun.
Let me tell you something. You leave your boats at home. They got everything we need.
I know.
Can you imagine three or four captains on one vessel?
Oh,
we've seen it before.
We've done it.
We don't have to throw the cast net.
We don't have to throw the cast net, so that leaves chip out.
Yeah, cast net not included.
Right.
Yeah. How much fun, though? It is so much fun.
Kevin, listen, this is our go-to time of year. But like I said, I took the time off, and I could not have been happier. The amount of fun I had just floating around, picking up scallops, and then coming back, sitting at the bar, and just relaxing. And like you said, folks, I'm telling you, you get on the scene and ask you, those people, you know, I think we run in low gear around here, high gear around here. Those people run in neutral over there. They're so happy, relaxed.
You're right.
Stress-free.
100% stress-free.
I need one of them right now because the river's about ready to drive me insane.
Oh, he does! Oh my God! If
that's what I hear.
No, at least you caught some fish the last couple of days. I literally thought that I was going to have to talk him off the top of the Blano Bridge.
Kevin, I got a few phone calls myself while I was over there.
You did? Okay.
I did. I got some phone calls from some of the other guys, and I'm like, okay, then I'm glad I'm getting my scalps right now. Before I let you go. Any sighting of tarpon in the pods?
What there pods? There's no bait.
There are no pods.
Oh, Lord.
There's still no bait.
No.
No.
No, okay.
No.
Yep. No pods, so.
Can't even go king fishing, so that's why I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
Can't fish the river, can't go king fishing.
Well,
what's there left to do?
Right now, I just got back. I'm at my brother's house. I'm having a nice glass of Blanc. And we're going to have shish kebabs here in a minute. So I'll let y'all go. And y'all have a wonderful evening.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Take care, Kevin Scott.
Bye.
I'm jealous.
Bye. Dude, I'm telling you, we got to do it. I know it's hard, and I get it. But, man, we just your schedule. You can pencil in. We just need a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, bro. It'd be so much fun. We'll do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and
back. I'm in. I'll call Jody and we'll book it. Steinachie River Club. It's pretty simple.
I'm just saying. It'd be so much fun.
Yep.
With us? Oh, God. We can't even. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine?
No, I can imagine how much fun
no
we'd
phones,
have.
No pictures, nothing. Because somebody.
Oh, no. No, no videos.
No videos. This could be way too much.
Don't say
stuff.
Anything, Michael.
Yes.
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Hey, my lips are sealed.
All right, 641-1010, 641-1010. Give us a call. right here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Let it go for a minute. Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank.
Oh, so were you like Captain's a line favorite? Dancer when you were younger or what?
Hell no. I trip on my own 2 feet. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
No, it's just brass.
So you're like me, you do the head thing?
I just do the bobbin.
Right,
play
okay.
A little electric drums okay. Or air drums.
Because my wife will not dance with me.
No, I don't dance.
No.
No.
I do. No. I absolutely do.
No, I don't dance. No.
It takes a little adult beverage.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. Man, if I get hammered.
And then, no, I don't have to get hammered.
I did the Gator last year at a wedding.
But I'm a sexy man on the floor when I got liquor in me.
We should make that a segment.
Yeah, we really should just leave that one alone, to be honest with you.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
All right, what's the weather? Because the weatherman lied today.
He did. It ended up getting pretty.
Yeah.
You know?
But it sure wasn't a pretty start.
No, it was not. Tonight, southeast 10 to 15, becoming southwest at 5.
It better. In the morning.
Yep. Friday, northwest 5 to 10, becoming east 10 to 15 in the afternoon. So for weekend anglers, Saturday, north winds 5 to 10, seas 1 to 2.
Really?
Yes, sir. On Saturday, Sunday, south-southwest, 5 to 10, becoming southeast in the afternoon, 2 to 3. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. Gorgeous weekend. The only bad news is in St. Augustine, there hasn't been any bait on the beach. There hasn't been any bait on the beach all year. I would say 60% of the time there hasn't been any bait on the beach.
Yeah, if not pushing 70.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been.
I mean, can't even find any jiggable bait or nothing.
It's been a tough year for charter camp.
You know, but I mean, seriously, to a certain extent, doesn't that grate on you day in and day out?
Wondering
what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, what's going to happen?
I was talking to my very, very, very good friend, Steve Phillips, about this the other day, and I said that the most stressful part of our day is finding bait. Not finding fish. I can find
fish.
Yeah,
No.
Yeah, I mean.
But you know that from me, from fishing inshore. I mean, here I fish all day, everybody thinks, oh, okay, you're only out. No, we're not out 4 hours. We start 2 hours before and 2 hours after. We fish for 8 hours every day on a 4-hour
trip. The easiest part of our day is fishing.
That's it. That's my only break. I mean, literally I have a break that's during the fishing month.
Yeah.
So then when we come back, we got at least for me, I got to unhook the boat. I got to run to a bait shop. I got to get my shrimp for the next morning, run down to my pens at Comanche Cove, put them in the water to secure my bait for the next morning, which is, it's okay. There's a lot of people that fish now. I mean, we talk about this all the time that, for the most part, it only used to be guys in there and maybe a few old timers that were retired. Well, the way everybody's work schedules are now and stuff like that, there's a lot more people fishing, so trying to secure my bait, I got to go get it the night before.
Well, at least you're able to do that.
I understand that.
You know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my day stretches out. I mean, I know. We're running around, and we've got to make it happen.
Yep.
Chippy.
What's up?
So, how's the catfish bite been for you lately?
Phenomenal.
I know. It's been down this way, too. It's been that way. I also caught a guitar fish today. Just to let you know.
A guitar fish.
I caught a guitar fish.
I haven't caught one of those in a while. That's awesome.
Sure did. Yep, sure did.
I had everything from sea robins to mother-in-law fish. You name it today.
Mm.
So, I'm expanding out from catfish.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Got to learn some new recipes for these weird.
Yeah, we do. That's a great idea. We have got to come up with a catfish recipe.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. Hey, we came up with a bonita recipe.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's really bad, Chippy? You know what I caught today?
I call them
condor eels. Whatever the hell them eels are. That
did you really catch an eel?
I caught a dang eel on a damn jig head on a live shrimp next to a dock piling.
Oh, boy.
And all of a sudden he's hung and is fighting him back. I go, hey, that's got a little something right here.
Yeah.
Well, what is he? He's 2 foot long with them stupid little, I call him condor eel. I don't know what the book name is.
Did you grab him?
Hell no. That summer gun had 2 feet. He's got a 3/8 ounce jig head. He's got about 2 feet of fluorocarbon.
And he's wrapped.
Oh, he wraps all the way up the line? Yep. No, hell no. The guy, I told Donnie when to pull out about 20 feet, and I just whack.
Yeah.
Take that home with you.
Yeah.
Eat my jig head again.
Yeah. Huh.
No, those things are nasty, dude. Those things roll all over
you.
They're like one of those anaconda looking things.
Holy, it's an eel, not an anaconda.
Well, he rolls up like one, like he chokes you out, one of them smothering snakes.
Yeah, so I don't think he's going to hurt you there, buddy. Yeah.
I don't like snakes.
I know you don't like snakes. Yeah. Yeah.
I've been all over the place this week, too, and the bite seems to be the same everywhere. Everywhere from St. Augustine all the way to Fernandina.
Why? Why?
Why? What do you mean, why?
What do I mean, why? Why?
Why is it bad?
Why is it bad?
I have no clue.
The water temperature on the main ditch is 80.
You know why? Because it's 2020.
I guess.
Everything else is messed up.
I mean, I had creeks temps of like 84, 85, the couple creeks I tried to fish in. You pull into a creek, you go through like 20 dozen baits in 5 minutes because the pinfish are so bad, so I leave out of there. And the main ditch is 80, 81. There's no reason a fish shouldn't be living on the main ditch.
And there's mullet everywhere.
Mullet are everywhere?
Oh, yep. There's mullet everywhere. Everywhere. You go in the creek, it's 150 yards, 200 yards long at low tide, wall to wall. You know, even I can catch them with a cast net.
So, seeing little finger mullets, you know, the new birthing ones, and then I've seen shrimp, you know, hopping around. But, I mean, I haven't seen any shore action, you know, I mean,
like
any creek action, a little blowing up, a little pound flounder doing a triple, axle somersault thing.
Right.
I ain't seen none of that yet this year.
Triple axle somersault. Okay, so I think the triple axle is skating, right?
Whatever, you know what I mean.
Definitely sounded like a skate term.
It did,
Sounds like my fishing though lately. I'm skating by
ice,
is all I'm doing.
Ice skating terms on the
Every
Moe
day
Southwest
I just
Coast
skate
Fishing
by.
Forecast.
Yeah, I would pay to see Scott try skating, like skateboarding.
Skateboarding.
Truthfully, that would I would pay for that double. Yep. Double. Yeah.
It's kind of hard when you pick up your clients in the morning. So what are we going to catch today, Cap? I go, that's a good question. So we'll see. It's interesting. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know? I know. I know that. The trip that I did on Tuesday. Obviously, you know. I mean, you're going to get the question as you're idling out. You know, how's fishing been?
Sucks.
What do you?
That's why I say sucks.
Yeah.
Long day. Get ready for an hour.
And by the way, Chip, I'm a little more politically correct than that. All right, you know. It's been a little tough, you know.
You got to work for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, the rods are bending all day, you know, but it might be a catfish, might be a stingray, might be a guitar fish. You know, we caught a toadfish today that had 2 jig heads in his mouth other than mine. I mean, a toadfish. And I'm like.
He likes it.
I'm like.
Give it
to
me.
It looks like a punk rocker wearing
just
jewelry.
Great publicity for Cadmus Troy's tackle as he's got 3 of my jig heads sticking out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, you know, but we did actually catch, you know, black drums, some trout. I had a little boy, Cope, that got him a 4-pound trout. He actually had a slam, a big trout and a small slam. That was Monday. And that was up in Sisters. But it's like you go to one spot and you think it's going to be really good, and you might pick one fish out and then no red, you know. So it's just strange.
I haven't seen red in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, fishthecats.com. I'm going to change the name. So, you know, but, you know, the tarpon slowed down too. I was seeing a lot of tarpon in the intercoastal, and they just disappeared too. So I don't know what got that going, but, you know.
You know what? I'm sitting here. I'm trying to think. I saw one tarpon roll on Saturday fishing the Kingfish tournament, and at 20 feet of water when I trolled way in. And that's the only tarpon I've seen.
I saw him at the mouth of Comanche Cove the last.
I did see that one. I did see that one.
I mean, she's back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then one rolled on me. Where was I?
Yeah, but I mean, think about what we're talking about here.
No. I mean, numbers, yeah. I mean, I saw one roll down and by a creek.
Well, I mean, damn, Chip, if there's no bait.
What are they going to eat?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's no pogies around.
Well, in the intercoastal, it's loaded with them. With
okay.
Pogies and with the mullet, and I saw them last week really good. But, you know, we jumped a couple, and then this week I just happened not seeing them.
And I know the pogie schools that you're talking about. I fished that area growing up in there. But I have, you know, and you're talking about like the 2 inches, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The small
pogies. Have you ever seen tarpon feeding on them? I mean, like they do in the ocean?
No.
No,
really,
me neither.
I haven't.
Me neither.
Really?
Yeah, me neither.
So what are they eating, glassies?
Shrimp, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
I shouldn't say that. Most of the tarpon that I've caught in the intercoastal have been on mullet.
Huh.
Okay.
Yep.
Everyone I jumped was been on shrimp on a popping cork or a jig, but you know, over where the tarpon were, I marked it on my hummingbird just to look down and see, you know, because you can see if it's. Sometimes you can tell if it's shrimp, the way they're laid out on the bottom, you know, how they have those little lines.
Yep.
And it seemed like there was a bunch of shrimp down there, but there were mullet coming through too. So I'm guessing that maybe that's what they were feeding on. I didn't see them actively feeding. I just saw them rolling, you know, and that's when we were throwing at them. So.
I mean, very seldom do you see tarpon in the ditch feeding. I mean, like, you know, and there was a couple years there that there was big pogie schools up around number 38.
Mm-hmm.
And Chip, I wore them out on those pogie schools. No, but these were big purple pods of pogies going down the ditch.
Wow.
And those tarpon were ripping them. And I mean, if you got up, you had to go there at daylight because they would only feed for about the first 45 minutes of daylight.
Okay.
And oh my God, it was just like being in the ocean, but you were in the ditch.
How great is it though? 6 o'clock in the morning, good daylight.
You would make that turn right there to go into Shell Bluff, and you could just see them just all up and down, just blowing up. Yeah, it was so much fun. Me and Mickey.
And Mickey.
Mickey, we were down there. Yeah, that was, but after daylight, it was done after the boat traffic started.
Yeah.
But.
Hey, Chip, speak of shrimpies, have you looked underneath the 210 bridge yet? Has anybody thrown a net there yet?
No, I haven't seen anybody throw a net there yet. I've looked at it on the recorder, you know, and I watched the kid the other day catching trout there. He was catching big yellowmouth, and he was smart about it because I was watching the other people fish, and they were throwing, you know, weighted stuff, and they were getting hooked on the bottom, and he was freelining live shrimp. And he was catching, you know, trout after trout after trout. And I looked over and smiled because he was had a grin on his face because he was watching everybody else with like a 2 ounce weight throw out there and get hung on all that old riprap down there.
Right.
And he just throw shrimp up current with a circle hook and just let it drift. And all of a sudden it come tight and have another one on. And there, those guys are trying to figure out what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I haven't seen him there yet. You know,
I'm just trying to figure where did all these redfish schools, because, I mean, really good, you know, charter captains that, I mean, are all about it, okay? And, I mean, Captain Tommy Derringer fishing all down in the flats and stuff down there, talking to him. I mean, he has zeroed more days than he's caught, you know, here lately as well.
Right. Yeah.
So he's not pushing any fish out of that area down there, you know, so, I mean – so I know it's not us, you know, every morning you make those phone calls around to you guys up there, up here, Chip, you know, I'll talk to Captain Chris Herrera, you know, Tommy and all that down there just to get an idea because I'm trying to figure out, you know, is it just regional that just it ain't happening right now and we just got to do something else?
Everybody I'm talking to, Scotty, everybody I'm talking to is saying the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
yeah, I'm saying.
One day you might see him, one day the next, you know, that's all over the place. You know, there has been some fish up the river that I won't discuss where for logging's sake, but, you know, there's been some decent reds in some areas up there. I don't know whether they're pushing up the river more or what, you know. Then I see a post of Vic Tyson's yesterday where it looked like he got on a really good bite in back in the crease on oyster bars. So I don't know. Remember it did this last year on it.
Absolutely.
The redfish and drop down
every,
on
every every summer. Every summer.
Yeah.
It's so tough, it's, man.
It's June,
I'm
July
ready to go
just
back
stinks.
To bull redfishing for, a little while.
I mean, that's one of the biggest reasons I don't do any inshore trips.
Yeah.
I mean, Tuesday I had to.
Yeah.
Because it was going northeast and it was 65 degrees. Yep. And you know what? I wanted to go fishing.
Dude, did you not think that they were not going to chew that morning in the river?
No. No, I felt pretty confident. I mean, I didn't do anything.
But what I'm saying is with the way the temp was all of a sudden, that little northeast for 48 hours.
Yeah.
I just figured that little tiny bit of change would have maybe sparked some kind of interest in something in it.
I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I felt good about my chances.
Congratulations, you were high hooked.
Yeah, I was disappointed in my day. Yeah, but I mean, you know, you explain to people, look, you know, if we get a couple shots, and I did. I mean, I had about a 24, and then I lost a 26. I mean, literally right at the boat, I had it in the net. But that's a. But besides that, I mean, seriously, I had a 12-inch sheep's head, I had a ladyfish, I had a stingray, I had a catfish, and that was about it. Yeah.
Now, today was a heavy-duty ladyfish day, though. We got on a bite of those guys for about an hour.
That,
you know, I was ready. I was thinking about leaving, and then I'm like, nope, because the kids were having fun.
Yeah.
You know, it was like almost every cast, you know. And congratulations on the new boat, Kevin.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Thank you, brother.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So,
all right, brother, we got to run.
See you on the other side. Take care,
yes,
guys.
Sir.
Bye, buddy.
Talk to you soon. 641-1010, 641-1010. Give us a call right on the Mo South Coast Fishing Forecast. Be right back.
This is the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Scott, just a huge thanks. We actually cut a new commercial tonight for Captain's Choice Tackle. And
yes, sir.
The support that we've gotten from the fishermen has been astounding.
It has.
Astounding.
Thank you to everybody that purchased and believes in our gear. Again, we're working. We're still in an ongoing process. We're trying to get a website up and rolling. So we want to have you guys where you're able to post your pictures and stuff like that. So we are working on that. It's just a work in progress.
Yeah, yeah,
Everything's new to us. But to walk in different places and see them walking out with your product or coming back and saying,
cool.
Hey, this is you, right? This is the one to talk. this is what we do.
And seriously, knowing that you tied that rig, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It didn't come from anywhere else.
No, and the cool thing is with you and I and our wives, of course, neighbor Joe, I mean – you know, we want to know if something's right or wrong.
Yeah,
please let us know.
Or if there's something else that you want us to...
Or something else you want to see out there, you know, to be built.
Yep, and huge thanks to Dave Workman and everybody over at Strike Zone, because I know that they've sold a lot of rigs, and we appreciate it. It's a pretty cool process. We've never done anything like this, so...
No, it's just
fun.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm interested.
And we got some new products coming out,
We got some
man.
New stuff, too. We're not saying just... Keep you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to like it.
Yeah, yeah. Folks, make sure you join us for the Nimnik Outdoors Show 7 to 10 on Saturday morning. We'll all be there. Captain Kirk, Jeff Loggeman, and myself. And obviously, we're going to talk about old school kingfish shootout and lots of other stuff going on in the outdoors world. We appreciate y'all listening to the Mo Southwest Fishing Forecast for Captain Scott Shank, for our producer and good buddy Michael. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. Y'all have a great weekend. See ya.
Shout out to Johnny for some flounder and some ladyfish on jigs near the 16 bridge.
Yes, he just outfished us all.
That dog.